Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney, main producer on the show, and I'm joined by Mr. Creative Director William.
Yo, guys.
And Mr. Editor-in-Chief Cole.
That was too formal for me, but hello.
Too formal. Well, Editor-in-Chief's more of the author, but Cole is the editing wizard.
Ah, yes, the wizard.
Yes. Okay, so I thought I'd spice up the podcast today, since the gaming news is still a little light. We're going to talk about the WoW Classic, which just got released mere hours ago. We have a couple trailers that we're going to talk about, and we have to, all three of us, at some point in the next hour, have to use the word wangle.
Wangle.
Wangle. Wangle. It's a resort to trickery, or to adjust or manipulate for personal or fraudulent ends. So that is my challenge to all three of us for the next 60 minutes.
We each have to do that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. It's going to be good. All right. It's all coming up, right? Wow. Right, wow. Okay, so let's. Why don't we talk about the games we've been playing recently, this week?
Hold on one second. I want to go back to this wangle thing. Do we have to wangle each other during the podcast, or do we just have to use the word wangle in a sentence?
You just have to use the word wangle in a sentence.
So I will not be being wangled in this podcast?
Well,
who's getting wangled? Who's wangling who?
I think he wants us to put it with our topic somehow.
Okay, all right. All right, to resort to trickery or devious methods. Okay, if I get wangled in this, I'm out. I'm going to be gone.
All right. Okay, anyways, Cole, why don't we start with you? You haven't been on the show for a little bit, so.
Oh, yeah. Okay, hello. Hello, hello. I also want to get one thing off my chest before I talk about what I've been playing recently, and it kind of ties in. I've been playing a ton of Pokemon Go recently. The Water Festival's on right now. And Will, like 100 podcasts ago, I asked you to send me 2 gifts because we're 2 friends away from being best friends, and you still haven't sent me a gift. On your birthday, on the podcast we talked about your birthday, I was like, dude, send me a gift, and I still haven't had one from you.
Okay,
all my
I'll
other friends
it.
Are past
I'll
you. Send me a gift right now.
Oh, man. Will's getting just hardcore pressured.
What's going to happen? If he doesn't send me one the next time we podcast, it's just going to happen every time we podcast until I get a gift from Will. But yeah, that's something I've been playing. Actually, I've been back at work, so sorry that the videos haven't been uploaded quite a bit, you know, because I've been making the videos for the YouTube channel, but I started working again, and yeah, it's been long and busy hours, so I have a bunch of videos made. I just haven't finalized them and upload them, so I'm almost finished, and then the videos will start playing again. So yeah, but one thing I've been playing is Deep Rock Galica. It's this mining game, and I played the what's it called? The early access release a long, long time ago, and then now they did the full release. I'm playing with the guys who I used to play with, and yeah, you're just a team of dwarves. You get to have a big mining machine, and you mine in the middle of planets, and then you have to collect resources while being attacked by swarms of aliens. And yeah, it's pretty fun. You get to hit like your limit of resources, and then you put it into your collecting machine, and they drop you a drop pod somewhere on the map, and you have to get to it before the time limit runs out. It's really fun. It's like an interesting twist on a survival questing game. You know, it kind of feels like the original Nazi zombies, you know, fighting off waves of monsters, but you also get to collect stuff and you have to escape. So, yeah, it's really fun.
Awesome. On the topic of videos, we're going to release one this Friday when we launch our website, finally. And it's going to be what's coming up this month in September.
September. Are we going to give any heads up? Like, what is coming out in September?
A lot of things. I mean, we've talked about it a couple podcasts ago about what's coming out here in the next in the last quarter of the year. So, look out for the video and check out our website, which will be this Friday, August 30th. That'll be released.
Woo!
Woo! Finally. It's only been like a fucking eternity. Like, Christ.
Yeah, every time we talk, it's website's down. Website's not working.
Yeah, so hopefully we rectified that. Yeah. What are they called? Bluehost tried to wangle me, fuckers.
Oh, hey, look who got their word in already.
Yeah. All right, anyway, so Will, what have you been playing this week?
I went back to not a classic, but a really good game. I started playing Witcher 3 again. I don't know if either of you played.
I love Witcher 3. Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Such a good game.
You, Rodney?
No, I have not played Witcher 3, but you talk about it all the time, so it's like I've played the game.
Okay. Well, it's a great game. I'm really happy going back and playing it. Before, when I played, I never played any of the expansions that came out, Hearts of Stone and Blood and Wine, so I'm really looking forward to actually getting into those.
Yeah, I haven't beaten Blood and Wine either. Actually, I wanted to 100% the main game and then beat it and then go back and play Blood and Wine. And it's such a massive game. It's huge. So I haven't had time to finish the whole thing to get into Blood and Wine.
Oh, I know. Like, I'm already... It's funny because I just went to Skellig, which is like level 16 or whatever.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But I tried to do everything in Novigrad. So like by the time I'm already level 22. So I'm like too overpowered for Skellig. So all my quests now are only giving me like 2 XP.
That's okay. I feel like the game, if you, it's better to go in with higher powered than it is to just get like thwomped, because the game is pretty unforgiving if you go in underleveled.
Oh, I know. There's like the one quest with the spy. That's like what is that? Thane. where he's taken by the cave trolls.
Oh yeah.
So, like, I needed cave troll liver, and the only way I could do it was facing all 3 at once. So that was a hell of a fight earlier.
This was, like, rock monsters, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, those things are ruthless.
That devious cave troll liver.
Yeah, I needed cave troll liver, so fucking went all in and took on all 3 at once. That was a bit of a fight.
Yeah, it's a tough game. I mean, but I love the monster design and stuff. Like, they make a cool twist on everything, so... Did you ever play the second one, Will?
I did play the second, and I have played the first.
Nice. I tried to play the second, but the tutorial for the second is so relentless. And I was on film school while I was trying to play it, and I just didn't have any time, so I never finished it.
Yeah, even the second's a huge game, other than it being more of like a linear.
Yeah, it's still pretty open world, but yeah, it's definitely didn't have the freedoms as the... third one.
No, where Witcher 3 is just absolutely massive,
which makes me so much more excited for Cyberpunk, because they went like above and beyond for Cyberpunk. Well, that comes out in September, doesn't it? September like 20th?
No, Cyberpunk is next year.
March. Oh, is it next year?
Yeah.
What? Oh man, how did I get that confused? I thought in the store. Oh, maybe the early access, you can buy it or something on September.
I'm not too sure. I am really looking forward to Cyberpunk.
And just a reminder that Cyberpunk 2077 is coming out for the Google Stadia. So for those who are don't have a console or don't have access to a console, the Stadia, much more affordable way to get your hands on Cyberpunk 2077.
That it is.
So, speaking about another game that's coming out soon, I talked about it earlier on the podcast. This is something that I was going to bring up later, but I might as well get it out now. But Atomic Heart. It's a game that the trailer dropped randomly and everybody like lost their mind over the trailer, and they're like, oh, this game looks amazing, but they kind of thought it could have almost be fake, because it was like 3 dudes in Russia were making this game, and there was only, it was like a new company nobody had ever heard of, and there was only like one picture of the 3 dudes making it. But if you bought their founder pack, which was like $120, then they'll put your name and your picture in the game. And so I was like, I don't care if this is a scam. I'm gonna trust it. So I gave Mahi $120, and then now they sent me an email saying it's time to send in your picture and your name to put in the game. So I'm super excited. I'm going to send it in, and probably I'll make some videos on that when it comes out, which I think is December 31st or something. So pretty
excited. The game looks very BioShock, Cyberpunk kind of style, right?
Yeah. It's very it's post-apocalyptic. Like when I bought it was right when Metro Exodus came out, so I was kind of on like the post-apocalyptic train, and it's post-apocalyptic Russia, where Russia wins like the Cold War, and they build a bunch of machines that are supposed to do like household items, but in case of an attack, all the machines have a military switch, so they switch into military ones. So it's like the world, the Soviet Union kind of collapses, and all these machines that are like now supposed to clean your dishes,
war mode.
All right, now war mode. So it's pretty funny. There's all these like clowns and stuff from amusement parks that have like knives for hands and scary faces and like cleaning bots that are shooting missiles at people. So yeah, it looks like it's gonna be a lot of fun. And my face like an interesting gets game. To be in it. What's that?
I said it looks like it's gonna be an interesting game. I will play it, and when I find your face, I'm gonna make sure I definitely destroy it.
Destroy it. Well, I gotta think of something to send in, right? Like if I'm gonna send in my picture, I want to like pose for it, or I want to send in something, you know, quirky or funny.
Give him like a face shot with you wearing like your wizard hat.
Yeah, you need to be wearing
a funny idea.
Your best wizard attire ever.
I was actually gonna try to do something Russian. I was gonna get like one of those Russian those stereotypical hats that like clip onto your head. What the heck are those things called? Or something like that. But that's actually a funny thing. I should go full on wizard and send them that. Awesome.
You could go full Canadian, wear like a beaver hat and like be chewing on a waffle with maple syrup on it.
The Canadian tuxedo with like my suspenders over top of my plaid long sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
If you guys have any ideas, hit us up. Let me know what I should wear
and you got mustache. You know that mustache that's like that like could be a French stash, but it's like the most unkempt French stash,
the Russian
ever.
One, right?
Yeah, it's just super.
Oh yeah,
super ghetto. So cool. That's a good feel.
Cool. Just from this. So. Yes, that's gonna be fun. I think there's still an opportunity to. Oh, maybe it's too late. I should check the website. But if you still want to support this game, it looks a lot of fun, or it's right up my alley for stuff that I like. Atomic
Heart. I'm just wondering how big it is.
Yeah, me too. Me too. But I mean, I guess it depends on how many backers they get. But if you don't want to buy the game, you should check out the videos on the website when they come out, because I'm definitely going to be making some videos on this game.
Nice. Now, with three developers, did when they started getting more money with the founders and stuff like that, did they get a bigger studio? Did they increase their dev team? Like, is it still just three people?
I don't know. I didn't know. Like, there was just a picture of three dudes sitting in a room with like the map of the game, basically like drawn in like pencil crayon, and that was the only picture. So I actually don't really know what they've expanded with. But they have made a VR game. They made a VR game that's based in the same universe as this one, and it's super like brutal and gory, but it's very comedic at the same time. You're fighting like zombies in Russia. So these guys have made games before that are, you know, on a bigger scale. So I don't know how they pumped it up, or if they just know how to make games, because it looks great. It looks like a lot of fun, and it looks like you still can get the Founders Edition for PS4 or PC. So it's $89.99. I thought it was more expensive than that, but yeah.
Well, I imagine these guys are very, very creative. I mean, they drew the map in pencil crayon.
Yeah, I wish. Man, if I can find the picture once the website's up, maybe I'll post a picture on the website so people can see what we're talking about.
Yeah. But yeah, I've been playing. I beat Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Good for you.
So that was a 75-hour grind, but got her done. Beat the main story, killed all the cultists, felt really good, and then holy shit, did the entire motive for the game just die out immediately.
Like, it is not very much end game stuff.
Well, there's DLC, which is what I'm playing now, which I'll get into in a second. But yeah, like go ahead.
What did you think of the reveal of the actual cult leader?
I was kind of fucking shocked.
I kind of had a feeling it might be her after like what happened with her husband, but like that was still
Well,
spoilers.
Well,
I just said spoilers. I didn't say her name.
You also said what happened to her husband. So anybody who has something happen to their husband.
Do you know how many people like get their husbands killed in Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, it's a lot.
No. I didn't even know that.
It's a lot.
There's like a quest where a lady asks you to kill her husband.
Yeah, they're like every country has like at least 5 or 6 women that have their husbands killed.
It's 5 or 6.
Like it's astounding. But yeah, it was quite shocking. Like when it revealed there, I literally just looked at my screen and was like, "What? What?" for like 3 minutes because I just couldn't fucking believe that it was her.
Oh man.
So,
I didn't know there was so much mystery. Is there a lot of the Annex in the new Assassin's Creed or Assassin's Creed Odyssey?
What do you mean by Annex?
The Annex, like, do you play as the? Because I know in the first couple games you play as Desmond, but I know that you no longer play as Desmond in the later ones. But do you still have to play as a character who is going into the Annex and doing all this?
Yeah, so in Origins, the one in Egypt, you play as this bitch named Lila, and
she's not really. There's nothing about her that actually, like, you played, like you Rodney says, in Origin. She transfers over to Odyssey, but personally, compared to Desmond, she has no character value.
Mm. Yeah, Will and I were talking about this.
Also, Desmond was voiced by Nolan North, so he's got a lot of personality there.
Well, Will and I were talking about this the other day about her. Like, why the okay? So, in your what do you call it? In your playthrough, this isn't really a spoiler because there's fucking DLC for it. So, in your playthrough of the main game, you discover the entrance to Atlantis, and you're like, "Holy shit, this is amazing!"
Is there like merpeople and stuff?
I won't get into that in case anyone hasn't discovered it yet. But yeah, so you discover it, and you're like, "Holy shit, this is fucking amazing!" And then it pulls you out of the Animus, and then puts you in Lila's body. And then they're like, "Oh my god, I just discovered Atlantis. Let's go discover Atlantis again." So you have to rediscover Atlantis as Lila. It's like, what a waste of fucking time this is. Like, so that was.
Oh, I see. Like in real life, life.
Yeah. So you were in the Animus in the memory of Cassandra or Alexios, whoever you're playing as. And then you get pulled out of the Animus, and you're playing as her, and you go to the place you literally just discovered as her. So you just did the same thing twice.
Do you go and see it, like, in modern day?
Yeah, so they're trying to get into Atlantis, like, in modern day, so that they can outplay whoever whoever's trying to...
Yeah.
Whatever, yeah, so...
Yeah, the Templars?
Yeah, so there
the
was...
The real good guys?
There was a little element in that story, in the modern day bit with Lila, where it's like, I want to find out what happens in Atlantis, not only so Lila can get in, but so, like, I can take Cassandra in there. So that was interesting. They added a little teaser for the Atlantis bit in the main story before you even buy the DLC. So you do that, and then to go further, you have to buy the DLC. So
Atlantis is a DLC?
Yeah, Atlantis is a DLC. The first blade, or Legacy of the First Blade, which I think is Leonidas. Is that right, Will?
No, that's just the very first assassin to carry the hidden blade.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Leonidas, I think, is... part of the second one.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, so let's talk about the DLC now. So, as soon as I finish the main story, I'm like, I want to play the DLC because I just, like, haven't gotten enough of Assassin's Creed. Like, there was a... They tied
75
up...
75 hours and I need more.
Yeah, I mean, they tied up the main story really nice. I got the best ending, by the way, Will.
Nice.
So the best ending is everybody lives, essentially.
That's the one I got.
Yeah, and then all of them get added to your ship as lieutenants. I'm like, this is fucking boss. so that excited me greatly. But, so I downloaded the DLC. The first one I'm doing is the Atlantis DLC. And it has not pulled me in right away like the main story did. Like, the main story, I was really excited to explore the world of Greece, and then, like, it just unfolded like a fucking Game of Thrones episode. I'm like, holy shit, it was just super epic, and I wanted to continue playing the game. But I haven't reached that point with the DLC. I got kind of bored, and I haven't played for a few days, so... Yeah.
Mm.
It'll be interesting. I'm in the land of the gods right now. So, like... Hermes came up and had a full-blown conversation with me, and I'm shocked Cassandra didn't poo herself right there. Because the whole game I've been playing as... Because everyone's like, oh, the gods must be with you, and I've just been defying the gods the entire time. Like, no, it's me. So, That would have been a much better reaction. But anyways, so yeah, Assassin's Creed's been a lot of fun. I want to go back and play Shadow of War. I think I said this a few podcasts ago.
Yep.
Shadow of War, like the Lord of the Rings?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you and I were playing that like crazy when it first came out.
Yeah, I even like would try to take over my cat's brain. Do you remember that clip? Grabbed my cat's head and was like, submit! And then I like zoomed
submission.
In. But yeah, anyways. So yeah, that's what I've been playing right now. And hopefully I can beat the DLC. Is the DLC really long, Will? Like, am I putting another 75 hours into this game?
Not 75, but it is going to give you some gameplay.
Okay, that's good. I mean, it depends how 100%-y you are. I might just forget the 100% bit and just go for the story at this point.
Yeah, I could never. I 100%ed the first Assassin's Creed, and while doing the second one, I was like, ain't nobody got time for this.
And it's not worth it. Like, there's no, like, reward bonus for completing the game 100%. Like, you get an achievement.
Bragging rights.
Yeah, I know, bragging rights ain't... In the world of the digital age where you can Instagratify millennials like us, come on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the worst part is for me is I'm on the Samsung walking app, and I do a lot of walking at work. And then when I check the walking app and I'm in like 300,000th place because people just like take millions of steps every second. Do you know what I mean? Does anybody else use Samsung?
Yeah. Well, no, but I know what you mean. Yeah.
I want my instant gratification for being a good walker.
But you know who's winning that is the fucking mailman. Like, let's be real. Like, they're walking the whole fucking city to give you your goddamn bills.
No, man, people are like cheating on it. Like, people are just like, I don't know what they're doing, but like literally one night I was walking and it was like midnight on the 30th of whatever, and I was like, okay, so like I'm gonna get a head start on next month walking. And when I opened up the app, there was people who had already taken like 2 million steps. It happened for like 35 seconds. It just changed over to the next month, and people are cheating at it. So
do these people have no dignity that they have to cheat on a fucking Samsung Walk app?
Yeah, because you get like all your achievements and stuff all for doing that too, and I'm like, people are just cheating at it. So
like, if you know, you could cheat in a tournament and you would win prize money, but like, you're gaining fucking nothing. Like, no one's gonna believe you that you took 2 million steps in like an hour.
And it's all like, yeah, it's all European, like it's not in English, all the people who are in first place. But actually Donald Trump was in first place for a long time, for like a full month. Like, I legitimately was like, Donald Trump's account was in first place, so somebody who was running his Samsung account was having some fun.
That's proof that he plays more golf than leads the country.
Yeah, there you go.
Alright, so moving on here.
Oh, let's not move on. Let's actually cover a few other things I just thought of.
Oh.
How about we talk a bit about Assassin's Creed 2020?
Sure. We somewhat touched on this before, the Vikings one.
Yeah, but there's been a lot more like leaks and kind of news. There's rumors saying that you're going to play as a companion of Ragnar Lodbrok, who is a famed Viking that raided Francia and England during the 9th century.
Okay.
We do know, I'm not happy about this, but it's been confirmed Leila Hassan will be returning.
Fuck her and her and the fucking anime she wrote in on.
Assassin's Creed 2020?
Yeah, it's supposed to be Assassin's Creed Ragnarok. It's going to be with Vikings.
That's actually, that's pretty dope. I'm into that.
Well, so if you I would literally play the Origins and Odyssey, Cole, like if you haven't played a Assassin's Creed game since like the first couple, because it's
I tried playing Black Flag and I didn't stop because I didn't like it. I thought it was super fun, but I had it for the Wii U and something else came out. Oh, I think right after I got it, Breath of the Wild came out, and then I just dropped
of course
Assassin's Creed Black Flag and started playing.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but Black Flag was great, but Odyssey does everything that Black Flag did and more.
Yeah,
I do like the pirates. I mean, like ancient Greek is cool, but you know what I mean. Like I'm into Vikings. I'd play 2020.
And there's so many like Temple of Apollos in fucking Assassin's Creed Odyssey. It's like, really? Like, does he just hang out in one a week? Like, he's just some rich asshole that just has a multiple amount of like.
Well,
houses?
Back in the day, each god had multiple temples other than, like, their main temple, like, Zeus had one, but he had, like hundreds of little temples.
Yeah. Yeah, the place where the Olympics was born was fucking cool. I like just
that was a cool village.
Yeah, I wonder how is that pretty accurate in terms of how it looks today?
I don't really know. I think today it's probably changed quite a bit, but they
let's just go and find out.
Into like history, and they went back into old pictures and probably what historians,
yeah,
kind of,
yeah,
found out. Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, I mean, I'm excited for the next Assassin's Creed because honestly, Odyssey was one of the best games in the series by far. Oh, I saw a gameplay video of when I first started, and holy shit, Cassandra looked like a weak piece of shit compared to what she looks like now in my game. She looks like a fucking tank. Like, anything that opposes me just gets destroyed.
Yeah. You definitely, when you start out, you feel very weak. Like, actually, when you're on the island, like the tutorial island, I still felt like a boss. And then as soon as I got my ship and I, like, left the island, I'm like, oh, fuck me. I'm like, I need some work.
Well, I mean, I always feel like that when I'm in my ship. I just feel like an insignificant fucking wank. So, Speaking of wank, we are 25 minutes into the podcast and you guys have yet to use the word wangle in a sentence.
Are you... Oh, I can't think of anything. I'm just going to try to drop right there. Are you wangling me? How do you say it again? Wangle? Oh, I still have it here. Wangle.
I got it.
Resort wangle. Or
there you go.
Wangle.
All right. So, yeah. That's Assassin's Creed. Ragnarok. So, yeah, Ragnarok. Yeah. We were talking about this on the podcast that we actually talked about this before, Will. But it taking place in kind of like... Northeastern Canada, and
actually like, I don't think that was on the podcast. We were actually talking about this on the phone the other day.
Well, I just listened to the podcast like today, the old one, just because I was bored and I was like, Will, I haven't heard from you in so long, I just gotta hear your voice. we mentioned how cool that would be if there was like a DLC or something that goes over into Canada, and I mean, that could be where the story ends. Is in Canada.
For Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, for the Ragnarok.
Oh yeah, I guess they did raid some Newfoundland there.
Well, I wouldn't really say raid. They didn't make it very far.
Nah.
So, yeah, I'm very excited to see how the story unfolds. I'm sure maybe we'll see a bit more, maybe even a teaser trailer in the Game Awards this year in this December.
I would say probably the Game Awards would be a perfect place for them to showcase a quick teaser. It's not like E3 is a big place to announce the Assassin's Creed anymore, as everyone's just expecting it.
Yeah, like we're pretty much a full year away from seeing the next Assassin's Creed. Like even probably November 2020 is when we'll see the next Assassin's Creed, or even maybe even October.
I think it's October. It's usually October. It has been for the last 2 years. Yeah. October 26, 27. So we're almost there, but yeah, just over a year. So I would say if they wanted to do it the smart way is a teaser at the Game Awards and then a quick the full reveal at E3.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, 2020 so far has a decent lineup from what we've been getting. Like the Scarlet and all those consoles are going to come out in 2020 as well. So that's
I think 2020 is going to be an expensive year for gamers.
100%. But
not just consoles, the games.
I think I said this on the last podcast. We're in that kind of moment. Like if there's a big tidal wave coming in, you know how like the water just recedes even more. Like we're in the receding bit and then the wave is 2020 and we're just going to get destroyed.
Yeah, I can see that. I already know myself and I know Microsoft as well. I'm going to get the collector's edition for Halo 6 Infinity. No problem.
Oh, dude, it's gonna happen.
I think I might even I almost have to pull out of the console game, you know? I might just stick to PC. Now that I'm recording the videos and making the videos, like, I don't really do them on my console that much. So, I don't know. I don't know, guys. And especially with the new Microsoft, the cross-compatibility between, like, PC and Xbox and stuff. I think I'm not a PC master race, but it's just easier to make videos and stuff on it. So
yeah, I don't know if Halo 6 will get released for the PC though. Not right away.
I don't think so. I mean, but it won't be right away.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was a little bit underwhelmed by the Halo 6 trailer. I felt a little wangled by it.
Well,
it doesn't look that good. That trailer. Okay. I don't know.
Cole used his wangle.
I used my wangle. I'm not just saying that to use my wangle. I actually didn't think that the trailer looked
Well,
that game. I don't know, found the trailer more confusing as you. I can't really tell. It seems like he's still like searching for Cortana.
I didn't even mind the content of the trailer. I just thought everything in the trailer just looked goofy, like the motion capture and even everything's come so far, and the trailer just looked so I don't know, underwhelming. Like it looks like clunky and awkward and weird. I don't know. I wasn't into it.
I wonder if Halo 6 is going to be like Halo 5 Take 2, because like Blue Team just fucking vanished from the face of the earth as fast as they entered.
Yeah, definitely.
Blue Team came out of nowhere, had like some recognizable voice actors, and now Halo 6, they're fucking gone again.
I think it's better that way. Introducing new people into the Halo universe is just not going to work right now.
Yeah.
To give like Master Chief his final goodbye, I think, before they try to replace him.
Yeah, and in terms of Blue Team, I think, like, I mean, we've talked about Halo 6 multiple times on this show, and even with JT Music, when we had them on the show. It's just a fucking poorly executed story. Like, why couldn't they introduce... Like, why couldn't the opening mission be, like, Master Chief coming back to, like, immediately after Halo 4, and he comes back and he meets his Blue Team again? Like, it's just, like, Blue Team was just, like, there, like, we already knew who the fuck they were. Like we were paying attention to the animation that they made for fucking Netflix.
Well, was it at the legendary ending for Halo 4? Was that not him back on Earth, remember? And they finally take off his armor?
Well, yeah, all you see is, like the
completely
top...
completely destroyed, and you don't see his head, pretty much.
No.
Like, he takes off his helmet, though, and everyone's like, ah!
No, that's literally all the legendary ending. The only difference between that and the other difficulty modes was he takes off his helmet, and you see, like, a very small section of his face, like his eyes and like not even the bottom of his nose, and that's it. Like, you don't see fucking anything.
Yeah.
So that's the legendary ending. So there was a conclusion to Halo 4, not really a setup for Halo 5. So like Halo 5
that's
felt
where they went wrong.
Yeah, exactly. So
they should have picked up right there with like Master Chief getting his new armor or whatnot, and then now setting out for Cortana, then him doing something that now you have this new team coming after him.
Yeah, what if they open Halo 5 with Master Chief fighting, but he's not fighting as good as normal because he's broken inside? Like, the whole point about Master Chief losing Cortana is, like, Master Chief's a machine. He's not supposed to feel emotions. That's not how he was, like, brought up.
No.
And now he's feeling this emotion and he doesn't understand how the fuck to deal with it. So, like, that's a very important story point that they totally missed in Halo 5.
I think Halo 5, personally, is something that should actually be written off. And I wish they would. And Infinite just takes all place after 4. But we know that can't happen.
Yeah. So. God damn it. You fucked up 343 and it hurts.
You made a game that is actually forgettable.
Yeah, on the most iconic fucking franchise in video game history. Like, it's the flag.
I think that's where a lot of people are now kind of holding their breath more for Infinite.
Yeah.
Because their expectations and what they might actually get are completely different things.
Yeah, totally. All right, enough about that. Cole's got all quiet, so I don't know if he has anything to add about that. But
oh no, I'm listening. I'm a part of this. I'm actually like Halo 1 to Reach. I never really played any of the 343 stuff. I played 4 a little bit, but I just found it like not as interesting. And then I heard how bad 5 was, so it kind of turned me off series a little bit.
I thought that
4 was still Bungie, wasn't it?
No, 4 was 343.
No, 4 was the first 343.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I thought 4's story was a little bit more engaging than the other ones. Like, the other ones were good, but this one, like, really pulled you in.
Do you know what it is? I'll always go back to the same thing. It's like, I like the squish. I don't like the crunch. They added in the robots in Halo 4. And I'm like, I don't want to fight robots. I want to fight aliens, you know? Like, that's what I like to do. I like to fight aliens. That's why I like Gears of War. That's the problem with Gears of War 4 is that they introduce robots. You're like fighting robots. I'm like, I don't care. I don't want to fight robots. I want to fight aliens. I want to fight monsters and creatures.
Yeah, totally.
Give me a little squish. what I need.
Cole likes a squish.
I like my squish. I've said it like every podcast. The last like 5 podcasts have been on. I like my squish.
All right, so that you should start a new YouTube channel called I Like the Squish.
I Like the Squish, and it's all just about people getting squished. That's my only fear for Cyberpunk is that like it's very mechanical. You know, yeah. I'm like, oh man, I hope I don't start playing Cyberpunk and they don't take away my squish.
Yeah,
because you're half human, half robot. But I mean, as long as there's a little bit of squish, I'm still good with it.
I have a feeling what they showed at E3 is kind of the beginning of Cyberpunk, you know, where you get betrayed and then you end up in that gutter with Keanu Reeves finding you.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that's going to be where the game kind of takes over, where more of you are going to get more cybernetic.
No, that'll be the first 60 hours of gameplay will get you to that point, and then the next 170 hours of gameplay will be enough.
It's going to be a big game. I can tell you as soon as this comes out, I'll probably be playing the weekend, and then I'm going to be like, hey, Jason, I'm sick.
Cough, cough. Jason, I'm sick. Doesn't it come? Yeah, April 2020. You're still going to be working for Jason in April 2020?
Oh, it'll be just ending. We'll leave the show early to go play Cyberpunk.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Peace.
All right.
That'll be my paid vacation.
No. speaking about coming out later on, are you guys ready to move on to Maneater?
Oh, let's talk about some fucking Maneater.
Talk about some squish as well.
He's a Maneater. Look at him. He's a fucking shark. Yeah. Okay. So, Maneater, we're just looking at this trailer here on GameSpot. It's quite interesting. I'm going to turn the sound off because it's quite obnoxiously annoying. But, so you're a shark, apparently, and you're...
Apparently.
And the closest thing that I can relate it to is there was a game I played in high school, a Flash game, where you're a fish, and you swim around in the ocean or whatever, but, like, it's a side-scroller type game, and you have to eat fish that are only smaller than you, and every time you eat a certain amount of fish, then you grow bigger. And the whole game is you trying to grow to be the biggest thing on the screen. And sharks come by every so often and just kind of tear you apart. That's like the one main opposing force in the game. But yeah, that's what this game is, except you're the shark.
Is that Shark Evolution? Hungry Shark Evolution?
Yeah, and you're the shark in this, and you're eating people. So Cole said it's like Grand Theft Auto, but like shark
that's
DLC.
That's literally what it says on the game. Like, that's what other... Like, I read that when I was looking up the thing, is people say it's like Grand Theft Auto, but you play as a shark. That was not a quote by me. Yeah, but there's another game that came out that was recently... Not recently, but like a while ago that was like this. Jaws Unleashed?
I remember think seeing so, yeah.
It. Yeah. But that was more of like a linear. This is like a fully open world game.
You're going to grow, get new skills,
yeah,
evolve.
Yeah.
I love I'm reading the thing on Steam, and it says, you were cut from your mother's body and left to die in the unforgiving waters of the Gulf Coast. Your only tools are your wits, your jaws, and an uncanny ability to evolve as you feed. Anything and everything is on the menu, provided you kill it before it kills you.
So, like, yeah, because sharks keep growing until they die. Like, sharks, they're, you know, the longer they live, the bigger they get. So it's kind of... playing off some realism there, which is cool.
Yeah,
but I think this shark's special because from what it said in like the trailer is you can evolve all the way to like a 70-foot megalodon.
So yeah,
Go on.
Oh, I was gonna say, Maneater's it says here, Maneater's an open world RPG, and you're the shark bent on hunting human and ocean prey alike, evolving your body to become the ultimate hunter. So yeah, can you like get on like sea-doos and just go above water and just take out people on a sea-doo? Because that'd be fucking cool.
You can. Yeah, even on boats.
No, I mean...
you can, like, jump super high and...
I mean, you as the shark.
Ride the sea-doo like a person?
You as a shark riding the sea-doo. Yeah.
I don't think... But, I mean, you can jump on the shore and stuff. And, yeah, it looks like you can do some... You can jump on people's boats. It's kind of like if you eat too many people, they send hunters out... They try to hunt you and stuff. I wonder how many shark movie references there's going to be in this, because there better be a lot. There's got to be like Jaws and Sharknado and Deep Blue Sea, and like, you know, there's got to be a lot of good shark.
All I got to say is this: watching this trailer makes me never want to go on vacation again.
I have such an irrational fear of sharks. Like, I mean, there's such a small chance that you'll actually get killed by a shark. People are always say like, oh, there's more, you have more of a chance of a vending machine killing you than of a shark. But I would rather have be crushed to death by a vending machine than attacked by a shark. So give me the vending machine. I'll take it.
Well, that depends on what kind of vending machine it is.
Yeah.
Because like, even you can get
candy
some
bar.
Yeah, you can get like a free candy bar before you die. That's a fucking win.
That's a win-win. It's just like getting crushed to death and candy bars.
It'll be like one of the film ones that only have like the grip gear.
You get killed and strangled by a headset from fucking on-set headsets.
I'm watching this trailer and like it's pretty crazy. You're like swimming around in the city and it looks like there's like people who've had like concrete shoes, you know, like mobs. You swim past the shark here, swimming past like a bunch of bodies that are tied to things at the bottom of the ocean. So it looks like there's a ton of detail that went into the environment, like under the sea. It's not just going to be like generic seafloor, but every area looks like it's got its own unique
stuff. I
think
they've designed, like, you're saying, is they designed everything uniquely.
Yeah, it's super cool. It looks like there's a bunch of levels too. You're like in the city, but you're also in like the swamp, and there's alligators and different types of apex predators that you have to get bigger than.
Yeah, you can see them try him go into that tunnel with the alligator, but he's like, you're not ready for this.
Yeah. Chris Parnell. I wonder, like, just watching this, I wonder how repetitive this is going to get. Like, do you think in, like, middle game when you're just hunting people, you think that'll get, like, a little bit boring after a while? I don't know. It just
That's
seems
my
like...
My whole problem with it is you can only eat so many people before I feel like this turns into a hack and slash.
Yeah, he's, like, eating turtles and stuff, and you can go on the beach or whatever, but it's like, do you think this would get boring after a while? Like, how are they going to keep it fresh and interesting, I wonder?
I can see this as a game I keep playing, but I can't see this as a game I play, like, over... Like, not over and over, but I mean, like, I could play this for a couple hours... Yeah. And then maybe play it again tomorrow, but it's not like The Witcher or something like I could play all day.
Yeah, it's like in Grand Theft Auto, for instance, you know, you can like go get in a plane or go race a car or you can do a bunch of different things. This just seems like there's a lot of eating people.
I think there could be different modes. Like there could be a multiplayer mode where everybody's a shark and one person's a human with like OP weapons. That'd be fucking cool.
Or you're just all different sharks and somebody's got to get to the apex level as quick as they can to eat everybody else or something.
Or the reverse where there's one shark and multiple hunters and then you got to try to, you know.
I don't know if there'll be much, like, I don't know if you'll ever play as people in this. It looks very
I don't think you do. But as an indie game goes, this is very well developed. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, it looks great. Looks awesome.
Yeah, but other than that, I can't think of any other modes. Like, what if... this would be kind of shitty, honestly, but what if there was no save data? So, like, all the moves you made actually, you know, if you died, you had to start all over as a mini shark?
Like, as a baby shark?
Yeah.
That might actually make it better.
Yeah, just...
It depends on how big the game is. That's the other thing I was going to ask, is how big is this game? How many hours is it, like, is it 15? Is it 20? Is it 60? You know, like, how many hours are you going to spend in this game?
I'd say this is probably going to be around like a 20, 30 hour, 20, maybe, no, this could be like a 10 to 15 hour game.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's tough to tell by the few trailers that they have, you know, like how, because they show you kind of in one area. They don't show you as a baby shark. They don't show you as a megalodon. They just show you as like a adolescent, you know. It's like once you get bigger, like once you're a 70-foot megalodon, you probably aren't going to be swimming around in the little rivers of the city, you know. Like what are you going to look like when you're this big?
By that point, I'm going to be taking out the yachts and those sailboats. I see
Are you going to be out in open
sea,
like
see
taking
this
out
giant
whales
fucking
and stuff?
Shark? Oh, yeah. I'm going to eat those whales, but as soon as, like, all of a sudden I'm going to, like, see the sailboats and just breach from the water, come straight down.
Those 200-foot yachts are going to become two-bite brownies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like Hawkeye at the beginning of One Piece.
Yeah, totally.
You're going to turn
those ships in half.
Oh, yeah, bro.
All right, so that's enough of Maneater, I think. Let's talk about... some WoW Classic. So this was the World of Warcraft Classic Edition is out now, and those playing it the up-to-date version, they're getting a special treat to celebrate the release and the 15th anniversary of the genre-defining MMO. Blizzard is planning a host of celebrations for the coming months in the regular WoW, the first of which is an in-game event in WoW's latest expansion, Battle for Azeroth. So the event is a special raid that challenges players to go up against WoW's most fearsome bosses. So I, full disclaimer, have not played WoW, because this was before I had a computer that could handle shit, and then I didn't really ever get on the train.
Back in the day, this game was addictive. I'm not going to lie. There's times that I realized I was playing it too much, and then I actually just had to put it down and put it away for good.
Oh, so you
have... it was keeping me inside.
Right. So
it's freaking summer. My friends are trying to get me out, and I just wanted to play on the computer.
Yeah, that's dangerous. And now you're basically the same person that you just described.
No, because
we try
like
to get you out on the podcast,
and
you just disappear.
No, my week is all work, so the weekend is whatever the fuck I feel like.
Right, yeah. By the way, you still haven't used Wangle, and there's 15 minutes left in the podcast.
Get in on it. Yeah. Your friends tried to wangle you out of playing World of Warcraft. Oh, stole it. Sorry, Will.
Sniped. Yeah, but, I mean, I've heard how addictive WoW is, and I remember playing, it was Guild Wars 2, when Guild Wars 2 came out, and I finally had a laptop, this is when I was like 16, I literally played that game for 3 straight days, I sat in my underwear and ate like the worst fucking possible food ever, and then 3 days after, I'm like, what am I doing with myself? Like, I'm level 40. I grinded to level 40 in 3 days and I haven't fucking showered or eaten a fucking nutritious meal. Like, I'm fucking done. I gotta walk away.
Yeah, Guild Quest for me too. That was like, I'd never seen anything like that. I was like mind blown by that game. But I didn't play it very much because I was playing it at a friend of mine's house because I didn't have a laptop.
At that point, I kind of knew how I should only play like a couple hours a day or so. So I did play and I managed to keep it contained, after which I realized how bad WoW can be.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm going to briefly bring up the movie Warcraft, which was actually filmed in Vancouver. And
Duncan Jones, director.
Yeah.
What a great director. And what such sad thing that he had to go through doing Warcraft. We can get into that later.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can get into it now so we can talk the game up after we talk about the fucking movie. But what I did not like about Warcraft is I've never played the games. And I went to see the movie to support the industry I work in and to just see how they adapted an MMO into a movie. I just wanted to see how they did it. So the first 2 minutes of the movie, they're trying to shove like 10 years of lore down your throat. And you're like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Like, fuck. Anyway, like Detective Pikachu didn't do that. Mind you, if anyone hasn't, you know, paid attention to Pokemon in the last 20 years, then get fucked. But at the same time, it's like they didn't try to shove 20 years of game lore down your throat, right? They're just like...
But they had to. That was the problem.
Yeah.
Is to come up with the story that he wanted, he had to answer so many previous things, right? So they had to throw all that lore at you first. But I think that's also, it kind of helped the movie, but I feel they rushed it. They could have turned this into like a Lord of the Rings thing, totally, with that one movie being 3 parts and slowing down the progress. Like, it's way too fast.
So again, I've said this before, Warcraft should have been a TV show, like a high budget TV show like Game of Thrones or the Lord of the Rings TV show that's getting made shortly here in Vancouver.
Is it being made? Yeah, not anymore.
They went back to Ireland and New Zealand.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because they've been bouncing back and forth. It looks like it's not going to be here. They even started building Hobbiton in Surrey, and now they've pulled it.
They might be using a few things here, but that's about it.
Who's developing it again? It's someone random, isn't
it? It's Amazon.
Oh, it's Amazon.
It's Amazon, right. Yeah, man. Amazon. Oh, yeah. It's $1 billion, 5 seasons guaranteed. Like, it is massive. It is stupidly massive how huge it's going to go into. And it's in the Second Age, so it's concentrating on everything that happens during the Second Age, and they're going to release, like, who's alive and who's dead and what's going on at the time. And, it's going to be pretty...
Well, that's good, though. That's good. That's what every fucking adaptation should be, is a TV show with multiple seasons. Like, Lord of the Rings, even the director's cuts so much out from the book. And, you know...
But even then, those movies were long.
That's what I mean. They're so long, and yet they cut out so much shit from the book because they just didn't have the time to tell the story properly.
Yeah, and that's what I think went wrong with Warcraft, is he had basically, they had an idea that he might be able to do a second and third, but he put too much into the first movie.
Yeah, so feature films are kind of a dying, I'm going to say a dying art, because it's hard to tell a good feature film with, because pretty much everything's an adaptation or a remake these days. It's just, you know, we need some original
content. I don't even have cable anymore, but yeah, like feature films, I still think a lot of people do go to the theater, so that's, a lot of the movies will still go there. I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Yeah.
I still go to the theater, thing, like, if there's a movie I want.
Yeah,
but it's the same thing for us right now, right? Like, how many, like, I still buy physical copies of games, but there's many times now that I'll just get the download.
For games, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, it's the same thing as, like, theaters. I kind of feel it's both ways.
Yeah. I just want
to
see
more.
We
have the internet to read news, but we still have newspapers.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, I just want to see an original movie, for Christ's sake. Like, maybe tap into the indie scene or the you know, whatever. Cole, you could direct something fucking amazing.
I've been, I've been watching a bunch of movies. I got a lot of inspiration. So, I mean, I've got some crazy ideas that I'm trying to work on right now. So, yeah. I'll do a plug for my movie, my movies later on. Not now, not this time.
All right, well, let's reel her back into Warcraft here, Will.
Oh, I was going to talk a little bit about Duncan Jones, but he was a director and he's played every single Warcraft game. He's a huge fan. He had his own like guild, and he loves World of Warcraft. And it's just a shame that the game didn't turn out, because he had this vision that he wanted for it, and productions and producers of the movie are the ones that kind of boned it.
They took control.
That's what I was just going to say. It doesn't matter how much love you have, if you're making a feature film, you're the network or the studio's got you by the balls.
And that's exactly what happened. Yeah. Like he was like the perfect person to direct this movie, and like it spent nearly 2 years in post production.
Yeah.
And like he got locked out of the editing room at points, and like I don't know, I feel really bad, because he's made some great movies, Moon and Mute. Like that's like those movies they're in the same universe, and man, they're like some amazing sci-fi movies. He's actually directing a new movie,
Rogue Trooper,
yeah. So, like, he's a great sci-fi director, and I think I think Warcraft could have been such a cool thing, but he got boned over.
Yeah. But anyways, back to the actual game here. So, Will, you have 9 minutes to use the word wangle, or that is your nickname on the next podcast.
Ooh. All right. I think I'm good.
All right.
So, I think Duncan Jones got wangled while making Warcraft.
For me, one of the biggest games I'm looking forward to, and we've talked about it many times, is Greedfall. But I have a feeling this is one of those games that might wangle me.
Mm. Oh, there you go.
The trailers promise so much, but with it only having 30 hours of gameplay, what else can there actually be?
I don't know, but I was actually really looking forward to calling you Wangle for the entire next podcast. But
I was not going to let that happen.
We'll have to next podcast. We'll have to talk about Greedfall, because I've seen so much stuff about Greedfall, and I kind of want to get into that. But I also, we got to finish talking about Warcraft.
We also
wangled by Will into using the word wangle.
Yeah. Well, we did talk about Greedfall two podcasts ago, so we'll maybe wait.
We'll cover it a little bit, but I kind of want to specialize more onto Borderlands 3 with it coming out within the same time frame.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, for this special event that I was talking about, the special raid where you can challenge the fearsome bosses, players must have reached WoW's current level cap, which is 110, to take on the raid. And those who successfully take down the bosses will earn Obsidian Worldbreaker mount. So whatever that is, I don't know, but I'm sure people who played WoW do. Blizzard.
I think one of the best things about releasing this, like the classic version again, is just like, World of Warcraft is changed so much from the beginning. You know, it's like the game that people fell in love with, or the game that they found like addicting and fun, you know, has changed so much with each expansion. You know, re-releasing the classic version, I think, will bring a lot of people back into what they originally fell in love with. You know, it's not as crazy. It's just the simplisticness of WoW. So I think that's kind of a cool thing.
So
that you get with the re-release.
The mount is a black dragon.
That's cool.
That's fucking cool. Yeah.
It looks sick.
Yeah.
But it would be so much for newer players right now to hit the level cap.
Yeah.
It'd be so hard.
that's what I mean. Like, it's the same thing. Any MMO. Like, if I was to get one of you guys into Elder Scrolls Online right now with the level cap being 810.
Yeah.
It'd be huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm only 630 right now.
Yikes. That's a lot of time.
You've been playing the whole time, yeah.
Well, I haven't picked it up in like a month and a half, but yeah.
I don't know. MMOs are just like not really my type of game. Like, I'm very sporadic. Like, I don't like to stick to the same thing. I like to always be doing something different. Even it's even hard with Sea of Thieves, you know. It's like they keep releasing these like exclusive things every month, and I can't keep up with it, which is kind of sad, you know. Like, I'm glad that they keep working on it and they keep doing more things, but how can you keep playing? So I like shorter things that are quicker to get through.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. Warcraft is definitely not one of those games. I remember playing the original, and I lost a lot of time.
Yeah. Hours and hours.
Especially trying to organize raids with everyone. Like, a lot of my friends and I, we were in one raid, but there was other people in it that were from, like, our guild was, like, England. They're, you know, people from all over the world. So you're trying to wait till everyone's online. I remember having to raid at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning.
And no, when did this game, 2004, is that the first, when the original came out?
Original, wow.
Oh yeah, it says, is a re-release of the original MMO from 2004. So, 2004, I mean, yeah, I guess games were kind of, they were getting bigger, right? Like 2002 the GameCube came out, 2005 the 360 came out, and like the PS2 was out at that point too, so... games were getting bigger, but like this game was substantially huge.
What made Blizzard what they are today.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, and Diablo was helping them out a lot on that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Because was it Blizzard that bought Activision, or did Activision buy Blizzard?
I think Activision bought Blizzard.
Really?
I thought it was the other way.
Blizzard
around.
The other way around.
Bought. Yeah, Blizzard's massive.
Blizzard. It's gonna show me. It's gonna show me a fucking cup of ice cream, isn't it? Okay,
Blizzard
good.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
Is this? Oh, it's a subsidiary of Activision.
Yeah.
Did Blizzard buy Activision? That's what I googled.
Well,
Activision announced a purchase of
It says Blizzard. It says Blizzard. Or the parent organization for Blizzard is Activision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So Activision bought Blizzard.
Dang.
Yep. Does that mean I was right?
You were right.
Holy shit.
We were not wangled by you.
Tell my wife that I was right.
I just want to see when they actually did it.
When the actual purchase was?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the company Blizzard was founded in 1991, so
it was
older
July
than
25th, 2013.
Oh, it wasn't even that
13?
Long ago.
I just googled, did Blizzard buy Activision? On July 25th, 2013, Activision Blizzard announced the purchase of...
Well, what made Blizzard fucking enormous besides Warcraft is StarCraft.
That as well, yes. Like, especially in Korea and that.
Yeah, I was going to say in Asia, it's huge.
It's
Korea is like, if you gamble on StarCraft matches, you can actually end up in jail.
In Korea?
In Korea.
Jeez.
Well, I mean, it's like, it's a sport there. It's a national, like, sport in Korea. Like they get paid like what athletes get paid to play.
If you cheat, if you're a player and you get caught cheating, it's like life in prison.
Yeah, it's pretty freaking crazy.
If you get caught cheating, but I'm sure it happens a lot.
I don't know. I think they've cracked down pretty.
I wouldn't want to risk it.
Fair enough.
Just play StarCraft, but I mean, they win like millions of dollars for winning tournaments. Like it's crazy.
Yeah, if you lose the tournament, then Kim Jong Un's gonna show you his rocket. So
I think that's a different Korea.
Yeah, we're talking south.
Okay, all right.
That's why they have no money in North Korea, is because they're all just trying to be the best StarCraft players.
Yeah.
Is that in bad taste? I didn't mean that joke to be in bad taste.
No, I thought that was appropriate. Yeah, no.
So WoW Classic is now actually out, like you said. And right now, at this moment, over a million people are watching people play on Twitch.
Yeah, and...
it's destroying Fortnite.
Yeah, thank God. Can we all destroy Fortnite? Can Fortnite just die out now?
We got to hand it to Fortnite. They're smart. They're super smart. Like, with the seasons that they're doing and the way they change the game, like, every year or every few things, I think that's a really smart refreshing way to do a video game. But at the same time, I do not like Fortnite.
Well, I mean, they had to do something, because if it was just the Battle Royale, this the same one from Season 1 for, like, forever, they would have lost everybody a lot sooner. But
yeah, but it is very smart what they have been doing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Epic definitely is the kingpin trailblazer of the Battle Royale genre, as was Blizzard with the MMO genre.
Yeah. Apparently the queue times right now are insane.
For Warcraft?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For, there's probably no servers. But they should have anticipated that for sure.
I think they did, but just... It's always one of those things, like, you try to plan for, and it's always more than what you think.
Yeah.
They should have just...
And if it's not, then nobody probably heard about it.
I mean, yeah, sure. But, I mean, we knew that Warcraft Classic was coming for a while. Like, even people at work were like, you're going to be playing Warcraft? I'm like, no.
Yeah, I'm not going back to it. I was debating it, but it just,
I can't go back, man. I can't go back.
Opening up the 16-year-old Will's like locked chest of regret.
There's like some Playboy magazines, and then the original copy of
a sock and some lotion.
No, I never kept that. I had never kept the Playboy magazines in the house. I always hid them in the park or down the street.
Buried them in the backyard. You actually hid them in the park? I want to hear this for real, Z. Did you actually hide them in the park down the street?
Yeah, I did.
I want to hear the story. You got to tell the story right now.
I'm not telling the story.
Oh, dude, we got to tell the story. The people want to hear the story. This is a perfect way to end the podcast.
How about this? How about this? Join our Patreon, and Will will tell an exclusive story, and we'll post it on our Patreon for Patreon-only access.
And, there you go. Even better.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
So thanks a lot for listening to the podcast. Let us know your thoughts on our Facebook page and Twitter and Instagram and all those loveliness. And again, our website's going to launch on Friday, so please check out the new site. We're going to be posting lots of stuff on there. And our video for what's coming out this month is going to get released on Friday as well, so look out for that. And we will see you all on the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.